KQED.
When Monterey native Olympic bobsledder Nick Cunningham hits the track next week, he won't only be representing the United States, he'll also be representing the U.S. Army. As KZU's Krista Almanzon reports, he's part of a tradition of soldiers whose job is to be an athlete.
If being an Olympic bobsledder from Monterey sounds out of the box, that makes sense. It's why Nick Cunningham tried out for the U.S. men's bobsled team. He had just graduated from Boise State, where he ran track. But he knew track would not take him to the Olympics, a lifelong dream.
I figured it'd be a graduation gift to myself to kind of do something outside the box, outside my comfort zone, just try something none of my friends could ever say that they tried out for. And so I went and I tried out, and 18 months later, I went to my first Olympics.
That first Olympics was 2010, where he competed in the 2- and 4-man bobsled events. After that, Cunningham did another thing completely out of the box.
Less than 2 months later, I'm putting my little thumbprint on the thing, and I'm joining the military.
Cunningham became a member of the New York National Guard. He's now a sergeant based in Lake Placid, New York. He did it to become part of the Army's world-class athlete program. It's an elite group of soldiers who have these orders.
They told me, go win medals for this country. And that's my job at this moment.
The Army's World-Class Athlete Program, or WCAP, is for soldier athletes who already have the proven ability to compete at this high level in an Olympic or Paralympic sport. They do basic training and advanced individual training like every other soldier. After that, winter athletes go to Lake Placid, and the summer athletes go to Fort Carson, Colorado. That's where I reached Colonel Sean Ryan by phone. He is Director of Communications for WCAP and a coach.
I think the biggest thing about the program is that it affords you the time. But with that time comes responsibility to maintain your proficiency in that sport and be eligible to make an Olympic or international team.
Soldier athletes began representing the Army at the Olympics in sports like boxing after World War II. Since 1948, they have won 118 medals in the Olympic and Paralympic Games in sports like wrestling, track and field, and shooting. This Winter Olympics, 7 Army athletes will compete with hopes of bringing home more medals. Bobsledder Nick Cunningham says having the chance to do that wouldn't be possible without the program.
Without the World Class Athlete Program, I would not be bobsledding still. I would have been out of the sport easily 4 years ago because of just the financial commitments that it takes.
This will be Cunningham's 3rd Olympics. He's going as a driver in the 2- and 4-man bobsled events. After that, he's not sure what's next. Another Olympics, a career in the military, or something else out of the box. For the California Report, I'm Krista Almanzon in Monterey.